out the vagina. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our announcer, Alan Calder. Alan, what are you going to miss about the summer?
What will I miss, DL? Fireworks,
yeah.
But ladies, it's still time for one more fiery display. One more chance for you to be bathed in the red glare of my rocket. Just lie back in your blanket. Look up to the heavens and, at the amazing spectacle. The earth will rumble as you feel the shock of my powerful M80. What's that? You are always told not to get too close to fireworks. Well, you can wrap your fingers around this Roman candle. Relax, baby doll. It won't be your fingers getting blown off.
All right, Alan, that's enough.
More of that, baby.
See you later, Alan. That's it. That's what we'll miss about summer.
Yeah.
I love that.
That guy's retarded.
Uh-huh. He is.
I don't think that guy's retarded.
Could I have my pants, please?
Absolutely. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Yeah! Oh, my. My, my.
Much more music time.
Charlie and Harrigan.
You tight unit.
They are bananas. Don and Mike.
Oh, God.
All right, everybody. What do we got to talk about here? First, let me see. Before we talk about fantasy football, Oh, my. Mike and I both happened to watch a show on the National Geographic High Def channel. It's these two British guys that go to a true third world country.
Okay. Even beyond that.
I mean,
primitive culture.
There are guys with bones in their nose. They don't speak any real language.
They live with these people in the middle of nowhere. I don't know whether it's, I think it might be South America, deep in the Amazon, where they're living with these people. Is it the Kombi? Is it the Kombi tribe? I think it's the Kombi.
I don't even know. I only mentioned it because I asked Mike if he had seen it because it has topless chicks.
We were talking, like we talk about anything anthropological on this show. Right. It's generated from our looking at National Geographic and to see the boobs when we were younger.
Now, this is the truth. Last night I was watching this and sitting in my room laughing by myself.
Right.
So you see, you know, it's like when you were a kid, National Geographic, except I'm watching it on TV and the women's boobs, especially the older women.
They have that National Geographic quality to them.
They look like a tube sock that someone has put a bunch of BBs in.
Quite functional because they're all used for, you know, what they're meant to be used for.
Yeah, and
not like in this country where they're really used as a decoration in most cases. Not in all cases.
And many times they look used.
They look like they've been very busy over the years.
Anyway, I'm watching this, and Jan comes in. She's surprised that I've turned the football game off for a moment.
I'll bet.
And she says, well, what do you do? I said, they're talking about Vic. I was just changing the channels. And look at this. This is great. She said, if you like that, hold on a second.
What?
And she got something out of her Oprah magazine.
Mm-hmm.
This is really a book we should get. It's on Oprah's book club.
Okay.
The book is called Bodies and Souls, The Century Project. And it is a picture of women aged 0 to 100.
All right.
Every conceivable size, shape, race.
Uh-huh. Right.
They're all posing nude. Hey.
Oh, dear, dear. Now, oh, my, as the song said.
In Oprah magazine, they gave four examples.
From across the spectrum?
Yep. Let me see. There's a 24-year-old woman.
All right.
There's a 45-year-old woman, a 56-year-old woman, and a 94-year-old woman. Speaking of National Geographic, check these pictures out. How great is that? That was in Oprah's magazine.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And the 94-year-old is sitting in a chair with her legs dangling.
94.
Showing everything.
And to say that the air has gone out of the football and that you can't play any longer.
Yes.
And it seems like they made a real effort. You know, I'm really going to give the nod even though there's a 45-year-old and a 24-year-old.
The chick in the shower?
I'm going to give the nod maybe to the 56-year-old.
How about that?
Oh, no, I think the
upper right hand. I mean, for 56, that's not bad at all.
But the chick in the shower is 46.
Well, is she, God, I thought that was the 24-year-old.
No, the 24-year-old's all the way on the lower right.
If you're talking strictly boobage,
right,
you have to give the 45-year-old the nod.
Anyway.
I mean, there's no, with a lovely little tattoo.
We need one of our lovely Vagine listeners, one of the Don and Mike gets out there. We need you to get us this Oprah book that has women from 0 to 100 naked on every single page. It's like page one would be a one-year-old, page two, a two-year-old, et cetera.
Right.
And it goes all the way up. So, you know, you can rip the first, let's be conservative, 12 pages out and send us the rest.
Can we rip the first maybe 14 pages out? How about the
that's
first?
A good, that's a 14's a good compromise.
All right, thank you.
14's
thank
a good compromise.
Much. Yes.
Just put the other ones in an envelope.
God. I'm just looking at the 94-year-old who is just as comfortable as all get out with her own body. And, I mean, you just see what gravity really does there.
You Jan know? Told me, well, your girlfriend probably knows this. She watches Oprah, too. Jan watches Oprah all the time.
Yeah, said that Carla watches Oprah religiously.
She said this book was on and it was a big hit and that... And that it was in the magazine. And,
well, it falls into that category of the body, and you know nobody should worry about the human body. It is what
right.
it is. It's in that same nudist thing, and we've had nudists on the show, and it's always the same thing with bodies. You know, look, yes, we're American men. All right, we idealize the female form. We really do. We chase after the Playboy bunny. We always have. That's what we do. And I don't like books like this.
I do.
I don't. I know you like it from a comedic standpoint.
I do, and but also. Listen, well, I guess it is comedic. I also like the over 60 sex magazines.
I know you do. It's your little thing. No, it's just, doesn't this fall into, don't these all look like they could be nudists?
Oh, yes.
They all look like they would be at the nudist camp that we went to.
There are none of them that are good looking enough to be posing naked.
I'm sure that there was an effort made in this book to avoid any hint of eroticism.
Right.
And I've always associated people taking their clothes off with little eroticism.
Well, I'm pretty sure looking at those four pictures, that's a mission accomplished. There's nothing erotic about those four pictures.
I will tell you, you're absolutely right, though. The 45-year-old in the shower, if there's anything that I could look at that and not be...
Here's what bothers me, the tattoo.
The tattoo is there.
The tattoo right over the aureola.
But the 24-year-old... I mean, just there's nothing in her expression or anything. That's just disturbing.
That could be Tobey Maguire with his shirt off.
I think it is.
If he perhaps gets out of shape after the Spider-Man movies and the boobs begin to, he gets the mitts.
Right. Haven't you seen him in The Enquirer when they've got him? He's always in the fat guy one where they show Tobey Maguire like with a little bit of a belly.
No, I didn't know. And then you have Olenka, who's 56, and that you see that on that show Real Sex on HBO. Olenka's from one of those countries where they all have they all look like they have BO and they do the they do the little sex games. You know, you right? You watch Real Sex?
Yes, I know.
They're always
exactly
people that look
about.
Like they smell.
Not always the most attractive.
The moody goth 24-year-old is posing with her
she's
arms
there.
Folded. She's mad.
Then you got the sister who's 45.
She's smiling. She's in a shower. Then the 56-year-old is standing against a car.
And really, for 56, she's got a pretty decent rack.
And the 94-year-old
is probably looking as good as a 94-year-old can look in that situation.
There are hotter 94-year-olds than that.
You think so?
There have to be. There have to be hotter 94-year-olds.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
She looks like that lady in the Playboy cartoon.
She does. She really does.
How about Lillian Carter?
Oh, God.
Bodies and
soul. Carter.
She'd be hotter.
But everybody's kind of, except for the goth one, and you're right, you called that too, with the goth in the lower right-hand corner. Mm-hmm. She's got an expression that... she just looks like she wants to kick somebody's ass.
Yeah.
There you go. There they
anyway,
are, Rob.
Get that book for us.
Let me see that.
Somebody please get that book for us. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I want to talk.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to talk about the Oprah Boob Book.
The Oprah Boob Book? And that's what it's called in Oprah's book club, right?
Oprah's Boob Book. Yeah, what about it, my friend?
I was thinking that if you could use it as a teaching guide for like a daughter. And then you can just flip through the book really quickly, like an animated thing. But it's like, this is what will happen to you.
Watch your age.
Okay.
Yeah, that's constructive. That's very, very constructive.
It's very nice. Here, honey, look at this picture.
Just helping.
Don't let this happen to you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I got news for you, Mike.
Every pound that you're over 20.
Oh, Mike, I got news for you. That's the Oakland, California
guy. Hey, you got caught. We're catching everybody today in the butterfly net.
And he's busted.
Our filter is working today.
All right, now listen, fantasy football, this is another thing we must discuss today.
All right.
We kind of yesterday made the decision to have the draft on Thursday.
Right. And we are going to have it on the air, right?
Well, this is what I'm hoping. Yeah, I'd love to have it on the air.
Right.
However, you know, woe is me. I'd like one time, I'd like to participate
right.
and not have to run every goddamn thing here.
Okay.
But here's what I was thinking. If there would be anyone, it's too bad that that Glenn Brenner has passed away.
Right.
Because he's probably the only sports guy that would have done it.
Right.
It'd be nice if we could get, like, boy, I'm dreaming here to think of, like, George Michael.
Right.
But I was thinking, if we could get a real sports guy who could come down and actually do the announcing
right.
of our draft.
Sure.
That would make
That'd
it
be cool.
the total draft experience. Yeah. Then I can get effed up along with all the rest of you guys.
Right.
And look at my papers and wonder about who's been taken and everything else.
Well, let's get Larry Michael on the line.
Mike, I would do it, except Snyder would never allow it.
He wouldn't allow that to happen.
And also, they're playing a game in Jacksonville on Thursday night.
Okay, well, who's the, boy, I'm trying to think. We got to start at the second tier of the sportscasters.
Listen, here's where we work. Here's the dream list, okay? You put a call into Frank Herzog.
Right.
You see what Herzog buddy's doing.
Yeah, well, he's working on that other radio station that hates us.
Which one is that?
He's working on TOP.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have to forget that.
He's like a news guy in TOP.
All right, well, I didn't know that.
Right.
Then what about Steve Buckhantz?
Buckhantz is, I think, a great choice.
Yeah, a good
I think
choice.
That's it. And isn't it off season for him right now?
Buck is the voice of the Washington Wizards and is truly a friend of ours.
Truly a friend who we haven't seen in a really long time.
True.
Have him come down here and kind of be the announcer and kind of organize things.
You know, I know that we're not tight with Channel 9. Oh, we are kind of tight with Channel 9.
He's a weather guy.
I know, but I'm saying Brett that's Haber? Our
in. No, Brett Haber would never do it.
No way. Wasn't he a DJ?
Yeah, he was a failed sports guy, and then he was a DJ for a while, and then he was back to being a TV sports guy.
Ah.
There was somebody on Channel 9. Hold on. I'm trying to call my girlfriend.
How about we get Lindsay Zarniak?
She wouldn't do it.
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't be able to.
You know, she's hot as balls, and she's also very good at sports.
She is.
How about Feldy?
Who?
Hello.
Dave Felton. Hey, sweetie.
Hi.
Hey, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
I like talking to Janet about media and stuff because you know she watches TV and listens to radio like someone in the industry.
Right.
When we were talking about sports people, who's the sports guy that you said on Channel 9 you like? Not the regular guy, the other guy. The backup guy. Who is that guy?
Oh, God, I can't think of his name.
Well, you had his name the other day, sweetie, because I couldn't
think of his name. I know. He's the...
Backup guy?
No.
Yes, he is. He's like the second-string sports guy.
He's an African-American, and he looks like a football player.
Big guy.
Yes.
With a shaved head?
Rob's giving me thumbs down. Oh, Rob, stop it. I got it. Is it Levin Reed?
Yes, Levin Reed.
Levin Reed.
His delivery, he knows what he's talking about, and he's jolly.
And he's the big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the guy. I like the guy, too. I know who you're talking about. I love that guy.
What, sweetie pie?
What?
I said everybody was talking at once. I was just saying what?
Well, shame on them. He's jolly. He just makes me, I just like listening to him deliver the sports, but he really looks like he could be out on the field.
All right, thank you, sweetie.
I want to see him in a back alley.
All right, let's shoot for him. Thanks, baby. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
He's jolly.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's good.
What?
Nothing.
What did I miss there?
I'll tell you later.
did she say something?
Yeah, but it wasn't a big deal. I'd like to see is the order going to be Steve Buckhantz? And then
well, listen, the dream would be King George.
Yeah, sure. That's right. All right, and then Buckhantz.
If we could get George Michael to come out of his semi-retirement to do it, then it would be Buckhantz. Then how about that guy from Channel 9 that Janet just mentioned?
That would be good. That would be wonderful.
And then what about up in Baltimore is, what's Scott Garceau doing these days?
Oh, God, Scott Garceau.
Scott Garceau.
Fantastic.
Did he lose that gig when the Ravens left CBS Radio?
And, of course, we get another great sports guy, Topper Shut.
No, a real sports guy.
A real sports guy.
Real real sports guy.
Maybe we can do it. Maybe we can pull it off. I personally would love to see either George or Buck because they're friends of the show. That would be exciting. It would be fun.
It would be nice to get someone who knows something about football who could actually kind of give a running summary of what's going on.
What about football players? Former football players. A lot of them aren't around the area, though.
Well, Sam Huff is busy, Mike.
Sam Huff would be busy. I'm trying to think.
What about Mark Mosley? Doesn't he have a French fry stand?
We all go through the same names. Uh-huh. Mark Mosley, and the name was escaping me, of course. Jeff Bostick is around.
Oh, Jeff Bostick hates us. He wouldn't
Charles
Mann doesn't like us either. He wouldn't
Mark
do it
May?
Mark May's busy. He works for ESPN.
Ah, boy. No. Mark May.
George Stark.
That's okay.
Okay, so now we know where the ball
is. Joe Jacoby.
That would be a dream.
There's no reason why we couldn't ask.
That would be a dream if Joe Jacoby would come in and Frankenstein would be so nice.
That's it. It's gone.
He could say hi to
There's no chance now.
He could say hi to his wife, Irene.
My wife, Irene. My wife, Irene.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How about your boy, JB? Why don't you get him to announce?
Yeah, sure. We'll just call him up because he's doing nothing.
He's not busy at all, especially with the NFL starting.
We'll call JB.
Also from, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Also from Delaware.
He's going to throw a Delaware in there.
It was just fun hanging up on him after he thought we had hung up on him.
Also from
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
It's Nevin Reed from Carolina. He's a backup guy.
Nevin Reed. How about you do it, Dennis?
I can do it. I'm a great sports announcer.
No, Mike.
Come on, God.
No.
No.
It would be hard to open that door to the studio, Dennis, with all those presents in your arms.
How many presents would he have to bring?
Oh, he's not
going to. Don's not going to let him do it anyway. I know that already.
Oh, my God.
Well, he could drop the presents off.
Right. How about if he's low on the list? No. You know what? If we put him on the list, if we put him on the list, he'd be at the top of the list.
The worst draft ever. We cannot have Dennis at the draft.
It will not be the worst draft.
Yes, Dennis, you're not a sportscaster.
No, Dennis, it's really a little difficult to listen to anyway. Don's trying to make it sound a little more palatable.
How about this? First round draft goes to Mike O'Mara.
Hey,
no, Super Dave is not going to.
I just said that for Tom.
He's got to be a real sports guy. Yeah. All right, Dennis, we're looking for someone with two hands.
I've soured. Got it. You know, I always soften up on you a little bit when you first call, and then it takes all 30 seconds. Oh, he's gone. What a shame.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, am I actually on the air this time?
Yeah.
Hey.
How quick it was.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Jim Nance.
Again, dream scenario.
Yeah, Jim Nance, too busy.
I mean, not that these guys are not our buddies on some level, but
it is the season, you know, when they're ramping up for the. You're talking about guys that are going to be all over the country traveling, getting ready for the NFL.
And seriously, we're talking about the odds of someone coming in the day after tomorrow to head up our little stupid fantasy draft.
Exactly.
So you know, let's try. Let's start with King George and see what happens.
Yeah, King George. Work our way through Buckhand. See what goes on. I think we can do that.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I was going to suggest to Don and Mike that maybe they have Billy Kilmer on to help them. No?
That'd be wonderful.
Wait, darling, that would again be a dream situation.
Be a dream come true.
I don't think there's a chance we're going to get old BK down here, though.
Wouldn't that be something?
And the first pick.
Well, you do the Billy Kilmer.
Yes, I do, Mike. Sonny and I, we hated Theismann so much. One day, Sonny held him down. And I puked right in his mouth.
You know,
and then we went to it's just chocolate.com.
You know, there is a guy that is, speaking of the name, there is a guy that's, not as busy as he was.
Who's that?
Well, we had him on the show a short time ago.
Who?
Joe Theismann.
He's calling the game on Thursday night as well.
Yeah. All right, he's out.
Game on TV.
He's out. No,
you know what? He probably, here's the thing, he'd want to be paid.
He would.
I'm serious, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Theismann, he's like, hey, sure, buddy. Okay, pal. What scale, pal?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I don't think he lives up here anymore.
He doesn't?
No.
He lives in Virginia, doesn't he?
No. Well, the magic of caller ID tells us that he now lives in Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Hello, he wants to be closer to Elvis.
What about Lindsay? What about Lindsay Zodiac with Channel 4?
Oh, honey, she would be great if only we could.
Well, I mean, you can always make a phone call.
I went to high school with her. Maybe I can try to hook you up.
Well, we'll put you on hold.
I wish you would. You know, she's really good.
Hang on.
She has that rare combination, this chick on Channel 4. Mm-hmm. She's outstanding to look at, and
right.
She also really knows what the frick she's talking
about.
Yeah,
she's a terrific sportscaster. Cool. She really is.
And also, you know, as long as we're on the topic of local TV people, that Amazon Kim Martucci on Channel 9,
mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm turning the tide a little bit on that, and I'll tell you why, that someone has told her recently to use better posture.
And wear longer sleeves?
Yeah. Well, first off, seriously, the body.
Really?
Yeah, she has Herman Munster's body.
Right.
But she's got some cans.
Does she really?
And wow. Today when
she's not, and she's not unattractive.
No, she just has that big, long Jay Leno face.
But she's very large. But she's not, and not large in a fat way. She's a big woman. She's tall.
And she could be like a lady wrestler.
Yeah, but she could also be.
Except she's not as hot as a lady wrestler.
So she's standing a little bit better postured.
Yes.
She's not wearing the short jackets.
See if you can help me describe this, Mike.
All right.
Now, as she's leaning into the weather map,
right?
This flap of her blouse is open enough that you can actually see the beginning of the curvature.
That's fantastic.
Of her breast.
Well, that's probably, and you know what? It's probably not by design, it's just sort of happened. And
so.
Maybe she's wearing more flowing clothing.
I think they're listening to it. They're listening to us over there because we've said for the longest time that you got to sex her up.
You got to sex them all up.
Yeah.
Everybody. Howard Bernstein, Topper, make them all sexy.
And?
Listen, how do you sex up Andrea Rohn?
You don't need to touch her, baby.
A bag.
You do not need to touch her at all. She's fantastic.
Andrea Rohn needs to have a sandwich.
Well,
she's one of those women. She's been on TV for a long time, and it's obvious. You know, it's a young woman's game.
Right.
There's always some piece of ass waiting to take your job.
Yeah.
She's one of those chicks that works out a lot, Andrea Rohn. And when she does the news, you see every single vein in her neck sticking out because she's done her 8,000 Pilates or whatever.
Right.
So that the latest and who is that chick they're writing about on MSNBC? The new stock girl.
Oh, really?
The stock market girl that's supposed to be hot as balls.
Oh, the Italian girl?
No, not
her. The one that's replacing her.
Yeah, there's a new one now.
Oh, really?
Who is she?
Well, I'm still thinking about Andrea Rohn and her veins in her neck.
Yeah. Who is she, John? Do you know? What are you doing?
We need to break.
Oh, you're just holding up a sign that says break.
Break time!
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.